Ya la yo conozco. Hello.
Hi, Nancy.
Hello.
So it's me, Steven, again from the Credit Pros, Credit Repair Specialist. All right, so let's go ahead and try this again, ma'am. What is your street address? I need to collect some more information from you.
Okay.
And so what is your street address?
My address is 1703 South Lee Street, Apartment 5, Orlando, Florida 32805.
You said Lee Street?
Lee Street, yeah, L-E-E.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and you said this is the best phone number to reach, right, Nancy? The one we're using?
For now, yes.
Okay. So let me ask you some more questions to better assist you, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, so you said your score is like in the 600 right now, right?
Yeah, 605 something. Yeah, it's messed up. Yes.
Okay. You have never worked with a professional credit repair company before. This is the first time.
Is the first time, yes.
First time. Okay, very good.
I mean, I tried, but they wanted me to pay $300. I can't pay $300.
300. Oh no, that's
That's
too
too much
much.
money. And yeah.
Yes.
No, I can't. I mean, I live off of exercise. I gotta pay my rent and my bills.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to help you. We have affordable prices for people who receive
Thank you. Yes,
SSI.
300. Yeah.
Yes. And you just have to confirm, like you can send us a proof that you receive social and
I guess, yeah.
like a picture or something, and that's going to give you a savings, special savings.
Oh, you want me to send you a picture from the Social Security?
Yes, but later on, not right now.
Okay, then I'll wait there. Okay, yeah.
That's okay. First, I'm going to explain to you how this service works, how it's going to help you improve your credit.
All right.
But first, we have to pull up your credit report and to see what's being reported.
Yeah.
So I'm going to need your social, please. I need your complete social.
Okay, 079-581-353.
Okay. And I also need your date of birth, please.
September 23rd, 1965.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. How did you hear about our program? You were transferred over to us, right?
I think I seen it in Facebook, was
Okay.
it? In Facebook, yeah, something like that. I was searching, going through Facebook, and I saw it, yeah.
Okay, very good. So I'm going to ask you a few questions to identify you, ma'am. These are like security questions.
Okay.
Which of the following, it's a current or previous employer? If there is no match employer name, please say none of the above.
Okay.
So I have JVD Construction, McGee Construction, Home Depot,
No.
CUNY and Nagel, or none of the above.
None of the above, no.
Okay. Do you
That
have an
means if
all?
I work with those people, if I work there,
Yes, before in the past.
no, I know. I work in IKEA, New York.
Okay.
Yeah, in Macy's, yeah, stuff like that.
Okay. Do you currently have a vehicle?
I had a vehicle, but I had to get rid of it.
Okay. By any chance, do you remember the license plate associated to your vehicle?
No, he already changed the license.
Okay.
I gave it to my ex-husband. Yeah,
And what type of vehicle
I
was it
put
then?
his name. Huh?
What type of vehicle was it?
It was a 2016 Accent Hyundai.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your
It was a.
husband took it? You said your husband took it? You don't have it
Yeah,
anymore?
my ex, I gave it to him. Yeah. Because I don't drive. I mean, I don't drive. Yeah. And for $5,000, he can't complain, You walk out of a Hyundai store with a $5,000 car, by the way, yeah, thanks to me. Yeah.
Okay. And please select the county for the address you provided. What is the county?
Orange.
Orange County, okay.
Orange County, yes.
And please select the city that you have previously lived in. So I have Brooklyn.
Yes.
Robertsdale.
No, Robertsdale. No.
Naperville.
Who?
And Naperville.
No.
Summerton.
No.
Only Brooklyn?
Brooklyn and Sheffield. I used to live in Sheffield.
Okay.
Yeah, Brooklyn, Sheffield, yeah.
Okay, that's perfect. Okay. So now I'm getting your score, Nancy, and tell me, are you currently renting right now, like an apartment?
Yeah, I'm renting, yes. I rent an apartment. I pay almost $600. Yeah.
Okay. And you've never thought about moving to another place, like a nice house or something like that? Like
well,
a home?
Yeah, that was my goal. Yeah. I would love to have a house, a little house for me. Yes. Why not?
Yes. Because I'm seeing here.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Excuse me.
Okay.
You do qualify for our program. I'm in your area. We have a special program for people who may not qualify for a traditional mortgage. You can rent a home instead of renting an apartment. You can rent a nice home and while you save up for the down payment. So this way, well,
I gotta save money first.
Yes, but you can live in a nice place. Well,
we're restoring your credit. In a nice house.
Yes. At the same time we're restoring your credit, you can be searching for your home and apply for the program. It's really easy.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
That's good. Yes.
So your score right now, ma'am, I can see it is 539.
Yeah, I told you.
So yeah, it seems like it's going down. So what I'm seeing here, ma'am, I'm seeing your history of payments.
And you paid a car too, $23,000. So.
Yes. I can see there's some.
Credit didn't go up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yes. There's some late payments here, like late payments. And
yeah.
I see that you don't have a credit card. You also need to get one credit card.
Yes, credit card, yes.
Mm-hmm. There is one amount on collections, but you probably know about it. Total amount of collection, it's $48,732. You didn't know about that, right? Did you know about it? You didn't know about that.
I mean, I tried to qualify, but they told me, no, my credit is bad.
Mm-hmm, yes. So this is why... this is why your credit's going down, Mom. So do not worry. This is what we're going to do for you, Mom.
Yeah, Tommy.
Based on the information that I gather from you, what I see here on your credit report, you qualify for the Success Plus program. This is a three-part restoration process for your credit score.
Okay.
The first step is that we will dispute all the negative items on your credit score that you identify. If they're misleading, inaccurate, outdated, unverifiable, with the three credit bureaus at the same time and collection agencies as well.
Okay.
So in other words, we will help you clean up your credit score.
Yeah, because all that happened in New York. See, it didn't happen in Florida. All that in New York.
Mm-hmm,
I used to live in New York. So you know, when you're a teenager, you open a, you know, get a credit card, you go crazy.
That's what
happened to you. Yeah.
So that's the first step, ma'am, to clean up your credit score.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes. The second step, to make your credit stronger, to make your credit go up higher, we're going to give you a line of credit. This line of credit, it's up to $5,000.
Wow.
Now this is not a loan, ma'am. This is not a credit card. This money, you can make purchases directly through their online store, the nationalcreditdirect.com.
You can
purchase electronics, smartphones, TVs, jewelry, appliances, anything you want from there. But the real purpose of this line of credit, ma'am, is that you can establish and report a good payment history. So that's going to boost up your credit score.
Be updated, yes, with the payments and stuff. It's
Yes.
gonna boost up my credit.
Yes. So you're going to look more attractive to lenders, to creditors. Now, the number three, the step number three, ma'am, all your payments that you make every month, if you pay rent, if you pay your phone bill, utility bills,
Government phone now. My daughter got into the government, but I don't like it. Too cheap. I'm sorry to say, Lord, forgive me, but it's better than nothing. But I'm used to my metro phone.
Well, this is the credit builder benefit, ma'am. All the payments that you do every month, now they're going to show as good payment history month after month on your credit score. And even the payment for this service will be reported to the three credit bureaus. So this is how you're going to reflect a good payment history. In a few months, ma'am, your score will be higher, it will be cleaner, and it's going to be stronger.
Let it be.
Yes, ma'am. So you're going to attract other lenders,
In my purse.
businesses, and so you don't have any more problems in the future.
Thank you. I
Okay.
appreciate it. Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. So now this
Thank you. I have
program.
little kids. With inflation now, my kids are grown.
Yeah.
I sit by myself.
So this program, Ms. Velez, normally it's 150 month to month.
150 bucks a month?
Yes, but you're gonna have a special discount for you. It's going to be 119. So you're gonna save $30 each month. All right. And to get you started, we're gonna get you started right now. We'll activate your client portal so you can log into your portal. You can use your Visa debit card, MasterCard. Which one would you like to use?
I don't have money right now because I already paid my bills, but it has to be for the first because I don't have money now.
Oh, do not worry, ma'am. In case you don't have the initial fee right now,
I don't have the fee.
we can start the services with a small payment of $12.95 first.
Is that I don't have nothing. I'm trying to get money for me. I'm trying to
Of
see if
course.
somebody can get money.
Yes, I know you want to get a loan, ma'am. That's why it's so important that you work on your credit score first.
I need my credit card, because I'm
Look,
getting it by myself. I don't like to ask my family for nothing, so
I'm just gonna be honest with you. I know the frustration of applying for loans and being denied. So the problem is those denials are not going to stop, ma'am, unless you work on your credit. You have to work on your credit first.
Oh,
If you
no,
keep,
I got to work today.
yes.
But we can do it for the end of this month, the 31st.
Okay, so you don't have $12.95, so we can get you started today.
I don't have nothing. I had to pay my rent, my light, and everything. And on top of that, they're taking out $100 because I was working.
Wow.
They caught me working.
Well, this is what I can do, ma'am. This is the best I can do today. What I will process is I need $1 to save you the spot and save your information. This
Well,
way
I
you don't
think
have to.
how
So you
much
don't
you
have
say, a
to.
dollar?
Yes, $1, so I can save you the information and you don't have to all the process again.
Hold on.
And then on the 31st, that's when you get paid, right?
That's when I get my check. So I take out my money or what? Money,
No.
right? No? How do I do that?
No, we're gonna use a debit or credit card.
I could use mine. I use my government card. My card.
Okay. So I need your authorization. Yes.
Let me see where I put it. Hold on. Let's see. This is it. I got it. Handcuff.
All right. So I
Let's
just
take
need to
off.
go over the credit card disclosure. I need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $1 to be charged today.
It's Direct Express, it's called. It's a MasterCard.
Okay. And standard procedure dictates cards resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for the enrollment. We will not
No.
overdraft your account if the funds are not available, Nancy.
Okay.
All right, so I'm ready for your number whenever you are.
Okay, hold on. Wait, let me put the flashlight because I'm kind of blind.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay, hold on. Yeah, you playing game with me? Okay, here you go. All right. It's 5. Wait, backwards. No. 5332. 4809. 3105. 3895.
Expiration date.
You get to open door here. Wait a minute. 532. 4802, right? I told you 3105, 3895.
No, Nancy, let's try it again. I'm sorry.
I think I gave you the, yeah, 10-4801. It's two. Okay, 5332, 4802, 3105, 3895.
Okay, that's correct.
Okay, expiration is 9/30/2024.
Okay, and please read the code on the back of your card, the three numbers.
The code is 299.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so give me one moment.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, this is the card I have for the government. They give me this for my check. Yeah.
So you say you get paid on the 21st, right?
On
no,
the 31st.
On the 31st.
Yeah, that's when I get my next check. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna make a sacrifice and, you know, and clean my record.
Oh yes, man.
My credit, yes.
It's the best thing you can do.
Oh, yeah, and then I'll be chilling, going to restaurants. House, little by little, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am, it's never too late. It's never too late to start working on your credit.
Oh, I'm going to do it, but it's not being 300. I said, I'm sorry, that's too much money. I can't, you know?
Mm-hmm, yes. And it's
and
not
I
going
used to
take
get
you.
750. Now I get 914. But since they're taking out a certain amount of money, because I work and I make $2,000 extra. So I only get 822. Yeah.
Yes. So now I'm going to send you a text message. Ma'am, let me know when you receive the text message or an email.
Email? Okay, my email. Okay, let me see. Let me go. Let me see. Hold on. I need a new phone. Here. Right here. Here. No, not that here. Not Google. I think I'm going to Google. Okay.
It's from the credit pros.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Let me see. I got it. Hold on. It says, no, that's not it. Let me see. What is it called? No, it's anyway.
It should say, like, welcome to the credit pros.
Welcome to the credit. Okay, hold on. Let me go here. It should be all males. Let me see. No surprise tool. No, that's not it. Okay, let me go back. I mean, I'll get it.
I also send it to your text message.
Right there, Fidelity? No.
No.
That's not it. No, wait, hold on. I'll go back. Important? No, that's
too say, welcome to the credit pros.
Okay, hold on. I didn't get it. Let me see. Jesus Christ, are you serious? It says a blue, no. Premium plan, Florida blue. Nope, I don't know. I didn't get it.
You haven't received it? Okay.
I haven't received it. Let me see.
Oh, okay. There is a problem with your email. I'm looking at this right now. Yes, I'm looking at your email. There's something wrong with the email. Let me see here.
I'll tell you right now. Hold on. I know it's bellisn626@gmail.com.
Oh, okay. So I had it backwards.
I'll give it to you, Mike. I'll say N Bellis, right? and his Velez N.
Velez, V as in Victor, E L E.
L E Z as in zebra, yes.
Zebra. And then N as in Nancy.
N as in Nancy, the small N.
Uh-huh.
626@gmail.com.
626@gmail.com.
I mean, I should get it because I'll get every other email, so hold on.
It's telling me that this email, it's not valid.
It's not valid, so check, let me see, 721? 721, oh my God, I don't know that one. My daughter made me that one, hold on. Hold on, wait, let me see.
Okay.
Let me see, hold on, wait, let me go. Okay, here, let's see. Where do I go? Mm-mm. Oh, mail. Okay. No, that's not it. That's a map. I ain't going nowhere. Stop it. Oh, my God. This phone is cuckoo.
Don't worry.
The email right here.
So what does it say on your...
That's my email.
Just like you told me.
Yeah.
There's no underscore or anything like that, like a little dash underneath?
It's an item that have been in spam more than 30. Like, oh, I have to clean up my emails. That's what it is telling me. That's why it's not coming through. I have to clean all this up. Yeah. Destiny, you're invited, Andrea. No, let me see.
And what type of phone do you have, Nancy?
Well, I have a government phone. Yeah.
It's not a smartphone?
No. I want to get a smartphone.
Yeah.
I want to get me an iPhone. Yeah. Yeah, but I always get my emails. I don't know what happened. See, I have to clean it. It says, yeah, yep, see?
Well, my side over here tells me that this email is not valid. You don't have another email?
I have another email, but I don't know how I could get it. 721?
What is that?
Let me see.
721.
721. I think it's nvelis@gmail.com.